Blog Talk Radio.
Mafrika, emotle, Africa, omhle, the beautiful African. Good day, good evening, dumela, thobela, malweni, ashe, hotep, sava, aslam, malaikum. Mafrika, today, August 16th. Sunday is a solemn day in Azania, South Africa. The day when 34 miners who were demanding a living wage were gunned down in Africa. And this is a day when we mourn and commemorate the 34 miners, but also all lives lost during that period in Africa. And the tragedy itself must never happen again under this black government or any other African government. It boils down to, it came down to Mafrika management and also the, we call it the selfie hate that we are experiencing amongst us, the level of intolerance, but also the failure to manage power in Africa. But to my Africa, individual my Africa or my Africa collectively, the power lies in our hands. We liberated that country. Of course, we got the vote, which other people, other strategists or the occupiers or the colonialists or even the apartheid agents, the whole system, connived and contrived to give us the vote. And that was it. Once you got the vote, then you move on. And they had gerrymandered, in fact, set up a set trap where you did not have complete majority rule. You had to protect minorities, and then you had proportional political system. You didn't redistribute, you did not nationalize, you did not reparate the economic crimes of apartheid, and that was, they just got the vote and move on. And what they did was they simply got a few the elite amongst us, co-opted them to themselves, gave them shares, and that was it. But my Africa, this day in Marikana, what it signifies, one important aspect, and what we've reiterated on this program time and time again, my Africa, the power lies with you. The power lies with your vote. And this time, my Africa, we are asking that you vote as my Africa. Vote, you have your own representative that will represent you at all times, all sectors, all corners of the country, and everyone. Have your own community representative that will go to parliament. If the miners had, if there was a community representative, parliament representative, that representative would have gone to parliament, insisted to talk to the police, insisted to talk to cabinet, insisted to talk to the presidency. What we had was a situation where the miners had nobody to talk to. In fact, the cabinet, government, and the presidency were supporting the contesting national union mine workers, the NUM, the National Union of Mine Workers, against AMCU, which was an imagined new union that was more insurgent and uncompromising in terms of demanding the living wage for the miners. So you end up, the politicians were belonging to one party. The party supported NUM. NUM was part of the alliance. And the cooperate, the Lonmin had own politicians, members of the AA ruling party, very influential as board of directors and as shareholders. So the miners had no, there was nobody representing them. Except, of course, they got one bishop or religious people to try and intervene. To no effect. You cannot depend on religious. Mafrika, you may said, you cannot depend on communities to speak on your behalf. You may not depend on even the public protector. Look what they're doing to her. Government is doing to her, just ignoring her. So we are saying, Africa, you've got to use your vote, elect your own representative from the community to represent you. It might be service delivery, it might be you, hospital, health, it might be rent, it might be cutting off electricity, it might be electricity rates, Africa, it might be education, it might be police, not policing communities properly. You've got to have your own representative in parliament. The party is representing the party. It is not representing you. And once you give them the vote, you got to wait another 5 years. No, Africa. You have to, any official in government, be the mayor, be the premier, be the councillor, be the parliamentarian, they have to, all have to be voted. They need our vote so that we can recall them and put people that will represent us if necessary. So, Africa, Marikana must not happen again, but it will not happen if we exercise our votes, you, Africa, exercise the power of your vote properly and effectively. And also the Marikana issue raises one thing, our sovereign rights to minerals. It looks like our brethren in government just gave back to companies and even gave them the right to dig more hours. They manipulate the prices, they can do whatever they want to do and deny you a living wage. Now, most important is that the community representative, especially with the workers, could have called Lombin to Parliament, special committee, to ask Lombin, what is your bottom line? How much do you make? What profits do you make? On that basis, why can't you pay the workers a living wage? But with respect to the governing party, Lonmin and the mining companies, the apartheid called monopolies, co-opted the select leadership of the governing party, not the people. So, Africa, as I say that, your own representative could have called, and you need that. Communities need to your own representative to protect you with respect to your sovereign rights to minerals, to water, to drinking water, to services. You need your own representative in Parliament. My Africa, Tony Avila, a state senator in Queens. Now, that is a local district in the United States, in New York here, is pushing the Cecil Law bill. The bill previously was introduced as Africa's Big Five bill to ban the import of endangered animal species, that is the body parts or trophies of lions, elephants, leopards, white and black rhinos, to come into the United States through New York ports and airports, including Kennedy and LaGuardia. In Africa, the district of Tony Avila is a mixed district. It is not predominantly communities of people of African descent, unlike Harlem. So, in Africa, it is rather an eye-opener and very enlightening that other communities are pushing for the import ban. And this is an example of a global expression because it's all over the world. Expression of a natural instinct and expression of a natural right to life and protection of animal species, which is, of course, a duty to ban and stop trophy killings. Africa, non-Africans, somehow they do not have these creations. magnificent, beautiful, given by God. They do not have these creations, but they show more appreciation. They show more value. Unlike us, my Africa. And this sentiment, in terms of the species law, it has to include all natural species and creations. That's what Africa must push. I think we need a reassessment and look at what we have, what we are blessed with, and in this short lifespan, because sometimes there has been so much suffering, we never had the time to think and reflect on what we have. Now, Africa, these natural species and creations must include animals, forests, mineral resources, protect the skies and the sea resources, that all should foremost benefit, first and foremost, benefit African descent. African people right there, the indigenous, must benefit from all these creations and species and resources. And Africa, one thing that we pointed out in the last program was that the butcher of Cecil the Lion, it shows one thing. It shows, it exhibits the Africa's resource curse, the rape and scavenging of Africa's natural resources by middlemen, Africa. They morphed in with corrupt political leaders and corporate gangsters. Somehow an organized economic crime. Because we've had apartheid, we have colonialism, we have slavery. The issues of resources, Africa's resources, that's one aspect, my Africa. And my Africa must stand up and fight that at least these should benefit Africans first. And the curse, my Africa, as you pointed out in the last program, lies in the conduct of African governments and leaders. Our leaders, my Africa, they behave like drug dealers in a straight corner, ready to sell anything to the highest bidder, so long as they can get dollars in their pocket and go and buy the most expensive toys and trinkets, including, of course, you know, let me not say it. So, my Africa, the caste, the conduct of the caste, the people that exemplify or perpetrate this case are the African governments and the leaders. My Africa, you can imagine one of the stalwarts, you know, because we just, 20 years ago, 1994, we just fought against apartheid and colonial occupation. You have a leader, my Africa, who, of course, is the current deputy president of South Africa. He beat almost 20 million rands to buy a buffalo cow and a calf. 20 years after the black vote in Africa, how much poorer is the black majority and how much richer are the apartheid monopolies? Of course, the white beneficiaries. For a leader in Africa who is our product, from the communities, to go and bid for a cow, a buffalo, 20 million rands. Now, he apologized, he realized his mistake. I mean, that has to be given to him. But the fact is that they co-opted few political elite. They are oozing all over with money. They can't, it is so much that, you know, it's constipating, they've got to use it. They don't even know how to use it. And that is, the point is that, my Africa, we fought and sacrificed. You cannot have, this is divide and conquer. This is the worst example of manipulation. Because as you pointed out, that during the struggle, we were more emotional and other people were scientific. They were planning. And at the right time, they just co-opted the whole group. And those that were co-opted are responsible. But what do we do, my Africa? To a point where now they can go and bid. They can go and bid. That's why buy animals. The animal species. this is the source of the killing, but also what it reflects is this called absentee sense, the sovereign right and belongingness that my Africa has to natural resources. The natural resources to them are for sale, and political positions appear to have been the stamp of approval, the license to sell. I mean, we've had our president here, he was giddy, laughing at the press conference. They asked him about the Cecil the Lion, the butcher of Cecil the Lion. And to quote Mafrika, he said he thinks it's just an incident. I think it's just an incident. An incident? The hunter did not know that Cecil was so popular. He just saw a lion and killed the lion, and the lion happened to be Cecil, and it's Cecil. And Cecil is very well loved, and it caused a problem. Yeah, a simplistic approach. I'm sorry, Mr. President. I'm sorry. Because we've always pointed out Pan-African is the Africanist tenet of Africa belongs to Africans and all those and the Africans at home and abroad. And that we've always insisted on that sovereign right as Pan-Africanist, as my Africa. The resources are a reflection and a blessed gift to us first. But this nonchalant approach, it's a detachment, serious detachment to what exactly the species and the natural resources represent and mean. That's why you had a thing like Lonmin. Lonmin co-opting the political elite and actually even co-opting government. Because they've gotten these cabinet ministers, they've given them shares in these companies, so they can function. And that's something that needs to be investigated, because it's like using insider information to unduly enrich yourself, using your political position, but much worse, using vote the sacrifice, liberation struggle, and the pretense, I mean the laws that were meant to benefit the majority. I mean, you did not redistribute. You did not nationalize. You did not claim the crimes of nothing, nothing. You just got shares. That's why you can afford to go and bid for a buffalo. Bid 20 million rands. 20 million rands in the sea of poverty like this. So, Mafrika, this is no condemnation. You see, because we cannot go about condemning one another. But if this message reaches the political leadership, there has to be a reassessment for the sake of ourselves, for the sake of our children, for the sake of the future. We cannot go on like this as, you know, messengers when we're in our own country, when we're supposed to have a more clearer consciousness, a sharper consciousness as to what we own, how to use it, and how it can be used and utilized for the benefit of the African majority. And our president continued with regarding Cecil that I didn't think it could become such a big issue. But it is a big issue because Cecil was loved. But I think maybe that the fellow did not know. And he just took a nice lion and it was Cecil. Simplistic, Mafrika. Simplistic. Simplistic. But we are calling upon our leadership to reassess. Reassess your posture. Because maybe sometimes when you go into offices, when you go into positions, it clouds you. And you cannot relate. You fail to relate to the masses because why you perceive yourself and put yourself at a pedestal where you govern and rule. You just, you know, sometimes when you give decisions all the time, and don't have the time to listen. Of course, sometimes under pressure too, stuff like this happen. And you fail to distinguish between Cecil, the crux, the anchor of creations and species, and sometimes having to deal with the army, defense, and all that. So these things have a way to conflict him. But we are saying that Mafika, calling upon the leadership, be sensitive and begin to protect every iota of African creations. The President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe lamented the killing of Cecil. You know, he lamented the illegal butcher of Cecil the lion, saying Zimbabweans failed to protect Cecil, calling that all natural resources are yours, Zimbabweans. Even Cecil the lion is yours to protect. It's a principled approach, Mafrika, Pan-Africanist, as always. So Mafrika, it reflects, you know, Longmin comes in, because we are talking about trophy killings, and we have middlemen that make money, and leaders and African leaders that don't see natural resources or minerals and species as a sovereign right to individual Africa to improve. Africa have a first right to that. So the killing butcher of Sicily is just like the butcher of mineral resources, Africa. And the dependence on extractive mining economy, mining economy. 20 years, my friend. The fact is that the mining industry is the biggest single employer in South Africa 20 years after the freedom vote, as it was the biggest apartheid monopoly, biggest employer of the black indentured labor, exploiting black indentured labor. That was under apartheid. Today, the mineral resources still do not benefit the African majority, but unduly have enriched and co-opted a few political elite, made them instant billionaires. And these guys, what they do is, these billionaires, political, they go about bidding and speculating to buy animal species, like we said. They buy prime land, 30 million rands to buy an open stand so that you can go and build a house that overlooks Robben Island. They go for exclusive real estate. And while the black majority and former victims of apartheid go to bed hungry, are trapped in shacks, and these leaders are looking for the most prime real estate, the most prime land. They never worked. They got shares from companies that oppressed us, did not demand reparations or the crimes or reparations against the economic crimes of apartheid. Now, they see nothing wrong allowing land speculation and housing speculation that inflates land and housing prices out of reach of the African majority. The principle there would be to level down, bring everything down, give everybody a chance to rise up, so that at least you rise up, both the poor, the rich come down, the poor go up, and then middle lane, neutralize everything, and then give it 20 years. Until such time, you can speculate. But not now. So to the individual Mafrika, his son and daughter of the soil, your sovereign right comes first to claim repossession and reparations against the apartheid colonial crimes and theft of land. And also you might have to do it against the political elite and the black bourgeois. We might have to redistribute, take their stuff back. It doesn't belong to them, because they, whatever they got, it was meant for broad-based black empowerment. They empower themselves. So we are saying that, Mafrika, you got to vote as Mafrika to establish a socialist economy that will nationalize Mafrika, redistribute and reparate the colonial and apartheid economic crimes, to grow you, the individual Mafrika, as our own, the national human capital. Your capital, Mafrika. And Mafrika, the government, as we say, that must equalize, should protect and equalize access and benefit of the individual sovereign rights for each Mafrika to land, Mafrika, to natural and mineral resources. You've got to impose a limit on income and earnings on land, mineral and natural resources. Some people, like, for example, these billionaires, you don't wait until a person becomes 2 billionaire, 10 billion, out of what? Never worked. He got something that belongs to you too, for everybody, even the ones that hang around the street, the homeless. You got to impose a gradual tax for increased profits and income from mineral and natural resources. Limit one mining company to one mineral or natural resource. If not, then if more than one, then you got to increase the tax. Bring in incremental tax for exploitation of more than one mineral or natural resource. Protect the jobs and worker income. And then you got to guarantee that the resources, you know, don't get depleted. The resources don't get depleted, but most important thing, they nourish and grow the African human capital, especially the unemployed. So we have a case where, like, for example, it was pointed, the President of AMCU pointing out that the price of platinum is determined at the New York Stock Exchange. How'd that be? Huh? New York Stock Exchange is a non-profit organization that uses public funds. And it is exclusive, of course, sometimes discriminatory, because the people of African descent don't have access to it in the majority. But they don't own platinum. What do they own here? Nothing. How could they have right to determine the... Because we are sleeping, Africa. And we have the London Metal Exchange. No business determining the price of metals. So what we need, Africa, we need an African mineral and metals pricing exchange. African mineral and metals pricing exchange. AMMPE. We can go public. We just determine the price. Put the price. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. If they don't, they want to close our mines, fine. We can get our people back. They can get on public assistance for the period where we are fighting. Make sure that the kids are, because there's another factor too. The workers don't have to be greedy. Do not want to, because the politicians became billionaires, so the workers want to be billionaires too, instant millionaires. And then you want to hyperinflate the salaries and wages, just like everything else is hyperinflated, even in government. So we can't go that direction, Africa. Everybody, especially when it comes to mineral resources, you got to, it has to be balanced. It can't be inflationary. You cannot demand more than what you ought to earn, because why? Our concern is the people who are unemployed. So in Africa, like we're saying that, for example, you have a bloated public service. Public servants demanding insane wages, to be paid insane salaries. While we have more than 10, we have almost 39% or 29%, unemployed. Our concern, my Africa, is all my Africa. You got at least cover you to make sure that at least you don't go home to hungry, go back to bed hungry. You got housing, at least the youth in particular. We see them walking with AK-47 to go and rob people, and sometimes you don't get that much money. At least we can give you 100 rands. That will make sure that it's coming, and you can use it. Some will abuse it. But you got to give the youth something, because they will rob you. So, Africa, as you're saying that, the greed factor, and what we need to do is to redistribute, take back what the politicians stole from us, and fix this apartheid monopolies that stole money from us. Africa is related to Fasilarona. The land is ours. Tikorahina, Sangulashu. The program shall continue, Africa. Thanks a lot.